This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you know who Tom and Teresa Elkins are. They are our missionaries in Mexico. The last correspondence I had with Tom, he quotes Pete and Liesel Hipke, who are missionaries that work with them in the tribe evangelism. This is a powerful story that I want to end with the message today. Monday morning, Pete writes, the neighbor came to my house at 6:45 in the morning asking if he could borrow my shovel. He had to help dig a grave, he said. We had heard about it on Saturday from a neighbor boy. A young man had been crushed in a nearby village. He was working on a Ford F-550 truck. The jack gave out, landed on him, and killed him within minutes. 2 days later, the preparations were made, and a procession of 6 trucks descended the mountain, rode into our village, and stopped at the cemetery. The coffin carried in the same truck that killed the boy. Isn't this interesting? The truck that killed the boy was carrying his body to the cemetery. I just found irony in that. The casket was lowered from the truck, carried to the grave, and set on the mound of dirt beside it. A crowd gathered. Men talked. Women nursed their babies. Children played. Dogs looking for food mingled with the people. The coffin was closed, and a couple of men wrapped it with a few ropes and lowered the coffin into the grave. Now listen to this. I didn't know this was a custom in the Indian tribes in Mexico. As they lowered the casket into the grave, the father, with his eyes swollen from tears and beer and sleeplessness, turned his back on the grave, as did his family. The whole crowd did the same. I knew that part was coming, he said. It's part of the burial ritual here. Turning your back so the deceased won't take your soul, too. To me, it's the saddest part. Because of that ritual, the father turned his back on his son. The imagery is stark. But it reminded me of another father with a capital F who turned his back on his son. That one act conquered death and purchased life and brought hope. You see, hope is a foreign concept in that graveyard. What's he referring to was when from noon to 3 p.m. on the day Christ died, the sun went dark, total blackness, just like midnight. And where the Father, God the Father, in a sense, turned his back on the Son. Why? Because he was mad at him? No. Because all the sin that you ever committed and all the sin that I've ever committed was on Christ that day. The sins of the whole world were on him. So in a figurative sense, God the Father turned his back. That's why there was darkness for 3 hours. Turned his back on God the Son. But thank God, Jesus didn't die as a victim. He died as a victor because he rose from the dead on Sunday morning. He conquered death. It's coming back to claim his own. And Pete Hipke writes this week as we give thanks, referencing Thanksgiving last week, an act we should do much more than we do. I hope my thanks goes beyond the peripheral, like the job I love or a warm home, or the personal, like an amazing wife and friend or my dear family, and reaches my soul. The word of God, so sharp it splits our souls asunder, tells us the Father turned his back on his only begotten Son, that we might know real, true, everlasting life. For that I am thankful this week, and week after week, month after month, year after year. And so should you. And so should you. Well, I want you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, I hope you know, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.